Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theater, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
When the US initiated the first strikes on targets in Iran on Saturday, it set war in motion. And Donald Trump says strikes on the country will continue until all objectives are met. The US and Israel are continuing to pummel Iranian targets, dropping massive bombs on the nation's ballistic missile sites, wiping out warships, as part of an intensifying military campaign.
This is the duty and the burden of a free people. These actions are right and they are necessary to ensure that Americans will never have to face a radical, bloodthirsty terrorist regime armed with nuclear weapons and lots of threats.
A number of experts cite evidence that Iran was denuclearizing since it signed a deal with the U.S. under President Barack Obama in 2015. Professor Ben Saul is an expert in international law at the University of Sydney. He says while the U.S. president says the strikes were preemptive and addressed a nuclear threat, that isn't true. He's broken international law.
This case does not fall anywhere close to self-defense against an imminent attack. I mean, Iran has not yet enriched uranium to the point of building any kind of nuclear device. Experts are all on the same page on that. Iran does not have a nuclear weapon. Of course, you don't have the weapon. There is zero evidence that you're about to use that weapon.
With reports of civilian casualties in Iran, over 150, including children, and with casualties in third-party countries across the Middle East, there are questions over who else is supporting this crusade. The United Nations Security Council is not. Secretary General Antonio Guterres convened an emergency meeting of the Council on Sunday.
International law and international humanitarian law must always be respected. That is why since this morning I have condemned the massive military strikes by the United States and Israel against Iran. And I also condemned the subsequent attacks by Iran violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates.
The UN Security Council has powers to penalise member states. It can apply penalties, including sanctions for breaking the law, as it has repeatedly done with other nations. So what can it do to signal its condemnation of the US now? According to Professor Emily Crawford, international law expert at the University of Sydney, not much.
The UN Security Council is the only body that's authorised to pass things like sanctions. And of course, the UN Security Council has its permanent five members, of which the US is one, and the P5 have the veto power. So if there is something that the Security Council votes on, any one of the P5 can veto it and nothing happens.
Canada and Australia have shared their support of the initial action, but other countries, including Egypt, Colombia, South Africa, Brazil and Spain, have voiced grave concerns. Spanish President Pedro Sanchez condemned the United States for its lack of consultation.
We are rushing headlong into an increasingly insecure and belligerent world, and therefore one that is increasingly unjust for ordinary people. Yesterday, these fears were sadly confirmed once again when two countries, the United States and Israel, unilaterally attacked Iran without consulting the international community.
The US, under President Trump, has distanced itself from a number of the groups designed to keep world powers in check, like G20, NATO and the UN, with recent formation of the so-called Board of Peace, of which President Trump is the chair. Professor Saul says it's difficult to level consequences at figures, like President Trump, who don't care.
He's made it clear he doesn't care about them, and he's said it expressly. He doesn't feel bound by international law. He's only bound by his own morality and whatever strategic objectives the United States has. But recently, of course, in January, he invaded and committed aggression against Venezuela.
He and a broad spectrum of experts also say last year's strikes by America on Iran, which targeted its nuclear infrastructure, were also illegal. But international treaties and bodies like the UN are not the only mechanisms to rein in or penalise world leaders and their governments. The International Criminal Court has jurisdiction over breaches of international law. If the US, in initiating these attacks, is found to have violated laws, President Donald Trump could be charged. Key US ally and partner in the ongoing onslaught against Iran, Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, is already being pursued by the International Criminal Court for alleged war crimes in Gaza, which he denies. Professor Crawford says the ICC does have the power and potential to penalise Donald Trump over this aggression.
So, for example, to be?
On a domestic front, the political consequences are already being felt. There has been significant dissent among US citizens. A Reuters survey found just one in four Americans support their government's attacks on Iran. Now Democrat politicians are voicing deep concern over the president's apparent lack of a long-term plan for Iran as the nation faces a change in government. The CIA has released a brief warning the prospective new regime could be similarly totalitarian, as politicians report President Trump did not get congressional authority for military action. Citing a series of conflicts that ignited with US attacks, including in Venezuela, Iraq and Afghanistan, Democratic Representative Ro Khanna has joined Republican Thomas Massie in calling for a congressional vote on the war.
The American people are tired.
Trump allies, including Republican Representative Mike Lawler, rejects the Democrats' claim President Trump did not consult with colleagues in Congress.
You know, we will get a briefing this week as required per the War Powers Act. The president did notify Congress. Congressional leaders were briefed. They were given advance notice. And so the president is fully in compliance with both Article 2 and the War Powers Act.
University of Melbourne Middle East expert Dr. Dara Condwit says regardless of the legal and political implications for the president and US government, the greatest consequences will ultimately be felt by the Iranian people.
This is a really scary time for people inside Iran, regardless of whether they support the regime, because, you know, they've witnessed war in Afghanistan, they've witnessed war in Iraq. There's huge uncertainty, and I think it's just really important for us to acknowledge that these people are now just pawns in this conflict that the US and Israel has frankly illegally started in their name, and they're the ones that will bear the brunt of it if it doesn't work out.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.